Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Good evening and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Terry, and I'm here in my office, and Kelly is in the car returning from a trip with her kids over to Santa Barbara. So, good evening, Kelly Lynn.
Good evening, Terry Ann.
And Kelly wants to talk about our giveaway to start with, so why don't you give everyone that information?
Yes, I want to remind you all, for the month of February, we are having an awesome giveaway. If you go to our website, which is fearlessgenerations.org, you can subscribe to the website and get entered into a giveaway for a free copy, a free signed copy by Rhonda Brenton herself of Fearless Living. I was going to say Fearless Generations. Fearless Living, that's her book that we talk about all the time, and it's an amazing book. It's one of the four books she has out right now, and it has lots of great information in there. A lot of the tools that we talked about are addressed in that book, and it's signed by her, so it's really awesome. Go over, subscribe. It's really easy. It's on the front page of the website. You just put in your information and hit the button. And all that means is that once a month you'll get a newsletter from us that just recaps the stuff that we talked about that month. So this month at the end of February you'll receive a sum up of the step of accountable. So it's not like you'll be getting flooded with things in your email or anything like that. So please go over, subscribe, and then let us know that you did it on our Facebook page. Real easy.
Thank you. And that's a great opportunity for you to get a tool that you can put into your toolbox. The book Fearless Living by Rhonda Brenton, called Live Without Excuses and Love Without Regret, is full of the tools and steps, concepts and strategies that we've been talking about, and Kelly's been posting many of them on our website. And tonight we'll actually be talking about proactive behaviors and self-affirming behaviors that you can choose to endeavor and to put into your daily life that can help you to be accountable, or being accountable helps you to automatically start making proactive choices. So I think we'll probably list some of those for you on the website, but when you receive the book, there's 100 proactive and self-affirming behaviors in the chapter on the Wheel of Freedom. So I think it would be well worth your while to go to our website, fearlessgenerations.org, and to subscribe in the manner that Kelly just explained to you. And don't be concerned that we'll start sending you lots of information. It'll just be a monthly newsletter. So we encourage you to do that. We have several people who have done that. And when we have our last session for February, which will be next week, we will announce the winner. Or maybe we'll do it our first one in March. What do you think, Kelly?
I think our first one in March.
Okay, so our first Monday in March, we will announce the winner of the book, Fearless Living, personally signed by the author, Rhonda Brenton. I think it will make a great tool for you as you review the steps that we've discussed thus far in our year journey together, working on the area you have chosen. So far, we have talked about awareness. We've talked about willingness, connection, compassion, and this month we're finishing up with accountable. So let's talk a little bit about proactive behaviors and how being accountable guides us to proactive behaviors this evening, and how doing that, making those choices to be kind and compassionate to yourself, connecting to your goals and your soul, being aware and willing to take the steps necessary to propel you forward, how does that accountability in applying these steps lead you and shift your thinking that allows you to have personal power and self-confidence as you make these proactive choices? So let's just talk about that a little bit. Kelly, what were you thinking when you wrote that intro that contained that message? I thought it was really well done. And so share with us a little bit about your thinking on how that accountability to the choices that you make actually leads you to make more powerful and confident choices as you journey down the road.
Well, I think there's a couple of things that I was thinking about, but I think that accountable can be like an intensified awareness because you're being so aware of the choices that you're making, and that you're also have at this point are aware and thinking of the choices you made in the past and maybe what influenced those choices and how in the future you can make different choices now that you're, you know, more aware of it and willing to take risks and things like that. But one thing that I thought about, and you can use this with the life log. We talked about the life log. If you took that opportunity and did the life log, you became really aware of the choices that you were making. And as you wrote those things down, you may have been wanting to, oh, I don't want to write that I just sat around and watched TV for, you know, 2 hours. I want to say I got up and I did something. So you get up and you do something. So I think what I was thinking about tonight when I was thinking about the call is kind of like most women have at some point in their lives been asked to do some kind of food journal, right? And so I was thinking about that tonight when I've been asked to do a food journal. Like, it really makes me want to make better food choices because I don't want to write down that I ate, you know, like 2 handfuls of M&Ms and a half an hour later I ate, you know, a chocolate kiss. I want to say that, you know, I ate better choices, right? So I think when we hold ourselves accountable like that where we have to write it down or we're just like so uber aware of what we're doing, that we start to make proactive behaviors just automatically because we're so aware of what they are, what our choices are. And we want to start making better choices. We want to start writing down better things in our life logs or our food journals or however we're keeping track of our choices. And so it leads us to making better choices. And then that leads to, you know, us wanting to make better choices because we feel better after we do it. And, you know, other reasons that keep us along that path and making better choices.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said about accountable equals an intensified awareness, which leads us to a willingness to take risks and to make better choices. That I think that's really very insightful. It's that, and because we talked about awareness as the first step on our journey. And so the way that these, what do you call them, these behaviors or these steps work together synergistically is that it's not, and you do this second, you do this third, it's that they begin to cycle that you can enter at any step. And being accountable, we go back to an intensified awareness, which gives us a willingness to take risks and perhaps beyond the baby step risks, but now we're taking risks that are intensified as well. I like that word. And I like that. So a tool for, and I never thought of daily log that way exactly, the daily log can motivate you then to do something because you want to make better choices. And you're being accountable by writing them down. And I think that you hear that a lot about writing down the things that you want. And when you read about the law of attraction and affirmations and some of that, which can fit into these steps, you, if you read them daily and you believe them and you're accountable to the choices you make that would guide you or lead you to those goals and those affirmations, then you are being accountable. So I like that. And I think gratitudes and acknowledgments again fit in as a tool. And I think reframing your language, because I think that's probably, for me, one of the most powerful tools I have. So when I'm being accountable, my language is going to be different. And as I choose proactive behaviors, they're going to be different than what I might have chosen or talked about if I was beating myself up or making excuses or complaining. So one of the things that in the Rhonda Britton book, she talks about these 100 proactive and self-affirming behaviors. And I thought I might just share a couple of the ones that have made a big difference for me, because I've gone through this list several times as I've read this book several times, and each time I see more and more that I am making growth, because no longer am I falling back on self-destructive behaviors and choosing those over self-affirming or proactive behaviors. But the first one for me that made such a difference and never even thought about it was to slow down and breathe. That seems so simple, but it's so powerful. My natural inclination is to react, not to stop and listen, or stop and think and stop and breathe. It's to just react. I'm kind of the fire first and aim later. So for me, my proactive behaviors are going to be different than Kelly's, because her natural inclination is to stop and wait. And so one of hers is to take action. So it's very personal and very individual what your proactive behaviors might be. And I think this list of 100 behaviors helps you to identify what some of those behaviors are. Another big one for me that changed the way I looked at the choices I made was to see another person's point of view. Again, my natural inclination is that I'm right. So for me to be willing and aware that that was really more of a self-destructive behavior than a proactive behavior, again, stopping, listening, breathing, and acknowledging that other people's point of view has merit, and listening to them. So just those are a couple of the things that she listed. I don't know, for you, Kel, what are the ones that when you began your journey, what were some of the proactive behaviors that really helped you to make that shift in the choices that you made and being accountable for what your goals were?
Well, I don't have the list right in front of me, so but I know things were to just smile. Smile. Other things would, I know, like, I don't know if this is on the list, but things that I would do was just even, like, take a shower, because it would totally force me to refocus my energy. I can't think of necessarily other maybe proactive behaviors, but I would ask myself, is this true, or am I making it up? I ask myself that all the time, and that would help me shift out of my negative self-talk or limiting self-beliefs. So those are things that I did a lot of.
Connecting
with people.
I have the list in front of me, so I just, because I'm your mom and we've kind of taken this journey together, I see some of the self choices you make that appear to support you and your confidence. And one that I see you do that I always admire you for is that you cultivate friendships. You cultivate good friendships, and you support those friendships and you work at them. I mean, you really do cultivate them. And I think that they, those friendships are important to you. Now, is that a fair observation on my part?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always look at that, and sometimes I'm critical of that, you know, as your mom. Mm-hmm. But then I see in the long, I mean, you know that. In the long run, I see how that supports you, and I see how those friends rely on you and ask you for mm-hmm. support, to then also build your self-confidence. So even when it appears that things aren't, to me, things appear to not be the way they might be, it works out for you. And I also see you stand for your convictions, and I see you be honest. And those are really self-affirming behaviors that,
mm-hmm.
you, that I've seen grow in you as you've progressed through the Fearless Living Program and built your Wheel of Freedom. So there's so many, I mean, there's 100 of them, and I think that some, you know, some don't fit and some do. But I think everyone can start with this list and begin to build a repertoire of behaviors that are proactive or self-affirming that you can then make a choice to engage in rather than self-defeating behaviors. Or we'll talk more about some of those as we go along. But I think it is a shift in your thinking. And I don't know that I tied that so much to accountability, but it really does help you to be accountable. Just like you said about doing a food log or a daily log, you want to write mm-hmm. down things that you've done or good choices that you've made. When you make that choice to smile rather than to frown, or I make the choice to see another's point of view rather than just bombard everybody with what I think, that gives me personal power because it makes me more effective in influencing others when I use those kinds of behaviors that are supportive of others, that build other people up, that serve other people by valuing them and listening to them. It helps me to actually have more influence. So it's almost like when I was doing the self-destructive behaviors of thinking I would have more influence if I just told people what to do and I always gave them the answer and always wanted it my way, there's a big difference in the amount of influence I have that now that I've developed this capacity to understand the nature of self-defeating and proactive or self-affirming behaviors. And that was a part of my journey in Fearless Living. So I think that personal power and self-confidence really does come from identifying those proactive behaviors and then choosing those over, for me, a lifetime, you know, of self-destructive mm-hmm. behavior. So I was doing a Fearless Book Group last week on Friday, and it was one of the gals in the book group said, oh, I wish I had started this when I was young, because one of the people in the group is like 26 years old and she's on this journey and discovering all of these things early on in her life. And so I said, well, you know, one of the self-affirming behaviors or choices you can make is, aren't you glad that you've discovered this at this point in your life? And not, oh, I wish I had discovered it before, because there's a difference in the language and reframing of that language that affects your energy. So that was another opportunity for me to recognize that we are where we are. And one of our, actually one of our, I think our very next step is being in the present moment. You know, mm-hmm. by looking back to the past and wishing and hoping and dreaming things had been different 10, 20, 30 years ago is not productive. It's actually self-defeating. So go from this present moment forward and be grateful and acknowledge yourself and then move forward. So that kind of is being accountable for where you are and mm-hmm. not dwelling on could have been or should have been or needed to be, you know, all that language that brings up anxiety and regret. So mm-hmm. it doesn't matter where we are in this journey. It matters on how we move forward.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I think one of the cool things about Fearless Living is that it doesn't matter how old you are. You can still start making these choices right now and spend the rest of your life, you know, having a more fearless, you know, based life. You could be 80 or you could be, you know, 18. It doesn't matter.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and I think ideas, that, and perhaps our listeners, if they have this book and they can look in the chapter on Wheel of Freedom and look at these 100 proactive and self-affirming behaviors, I don't know if we can list all of them on the website, but we could list some of them.
Yeah.
You can list your own and start making a list of your own. I mean, some of them, I'll read a few of them just to give people an idea. You know, say, I don't know when you don't know. Give a compliment, ask for help, take a cooking class, learn a new sport, be honest, confess your blunders to a friend, say no when you mean no, accept the compliment, take a break, give a gift for no reason at all, gaze at the stars, smile at a stranger, cultivate good friends, make a daily checklist. Now that for me is an awesome proactive behavior. For some people it's not. They don't. That's not part of what keeps them. Keep a journal, another one for me that works really well. Ask for something you want. Share your interests with others. Risk embarrassment. Hire a coach. Yay! Attend a craft fair. Be in traffic. Forgive yourself or someone else. Speak the truth. Listen. Initiate a conversation. Complete the task in front of you. Let someone else go first. Paint a wall. Wear something daring. Pamper yourself. Meditate. Create something. Take a class you've been putting off. Breathe. Eat right. Get enough sleep. Pet the cat. Give yourself a treat. Do something kind for someone else. Appreciate the weather, rain or shine. Listen to music. Take a mental vacation. Clean the bathroom. Go to the grocery store with a list. Watch a comedy. Throw a dinner party. Say you're sorry. Stand for your convictions. Exercise. I mean, that's just some of them. It goes on and on and on. Pray. Smell a flower. Eliminate silent contracts. Take a bath or a shower. You talked about that one. Get out of your own way. Own rules. Say hello to everyone you encounter. Follow your intuition. Read a book. So it's a myriad of strategies or of behaviors that we can engage in. And it would be kind of a fun exercise to just keep a little running record of what behaviors nourish you and what behaviors drain you. Because that would kind of be a good way to look at it. If it drains you and you don't feel energized by that behavior, then that might be a self-defeating behavior. If you feel nourished and energized, then that could be a self-affirming or proactive behavior. And just kind of pay attention. You know that idea of awareness? You know, be aware of the kinds of behaviors that lead you to be accountable to making choices, good choices that lead to your goals and to your intentions. So I think not having this list, just those that I gave you, you can also begin to make a list of your own, because there are many, many behaviors that aren't on that list that might be the ones that nourish your soul and help you to be accountable to your choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Catherine,
really important.
Totally,
What were you saying?
I can totally support you in your objective for the year. So, My objective is to create a space that supports me and fills me up. So how can I hold myself accountable to that? What are proactive behaviors that I can take every day that will support me in that? You know, maybe it's, you know, attacking, you know, a little area in my house, you know, every day. Or maybe it's, you know, taking the trash out more often, or maybe, you know, who knows what it could be, you know, I mean, with your, you know, look at that thing that you're trying to accomplish this day. What are small little proactive behaviors that you can take every day or every other day, you know, to support you in accomplishing the task that you have for the year or the goal you have for the year as we're doing this, you know? You know, use it as a way to increase your awareness around your goal, and what are little proactive behaviors that you can do every day to help you get there.
I love that. I just wrote that down because I think I'm going to take that and see if I can make a list specific, a specific list of proactive behaviors and self-affirming behaviors that will lead to my goal of expanding my business. And really look at that one specific area, because that specificity will really help you then to develop a set of proactive behaviors that you can, and you can make that determination like you suggested, either daily or every day or once a week, that you do something on that list of proactive behaviors that would give you the power and self-confidence to move forward in that one area. So I like that specific list that would guide you, and I'm writing this down as I'm talking, would guide you to success in that area. Because what I tend to do is I might engage in some proactive behaviors in another area and then just get focused in that area, and you know, I'll work on my business later. Right now I'm working on this, and I'm, you know, back and forth, and not having the confidence nor gaining the personal power to move forward in that one area. So that was really good. That made helped me with some clarity there. So I put a star by that.
Ooh, I got a star.
So I think that this has been an area that some people might look at as accountability. We talked about it the first night that we talked about this step. Accountability as being a whip over our heads, or a way to keep us from being lazy, or, you know, I think those were some of the things that we said. But mm-hmm. in reality, it is a step to personal power and self-confidence. And I think that is what I would like our listeners to think about, is how these choices on how we behave and how we feel and the actions we take, those choices, if we're accountable or when we're accountable to our journey, give us that power and self-confidence to move forward. So I think that it can be very multi-layered when we think about mm-hmm. accountability and we think about all of the areas of our life. But right now, our goal, working with our listeners and you and I, have made a commitment to an area that we specifically want to be accountable to. So that makes it more palatable in terms of moving forward in that one area, not thinking of our whole life at once, you know, the whole thing, the whole shebang, better mother, mm-hmm. better this, that. But for you, it's to make your space more loving and supporting, and for me, it's to move forward in my business. So that was a bit of clarity for me, so I appreciate that. So we have about, well, we don't have too much time left, about 1 minute, minute and a half mm-hmm. left. So next week, what can we look forward to?
Well, next week is our last week of February, right? So we'll be talking about integration. So we'll be talking about how all of the tools work together, and just a overview of the tools that we've talked about this month. And hopefully we'll be able to have one of our guest coaches with us. We like to bring a guest coach in for the last call of the month.
Right. So we'll look forward to that integration. And this week, if you can look at your area of focus and perhaps come up with a list of 10 proactive behaviors or self-affirming behaviors that might guide you to the success in that one area that you're focusing on. So if you could do that and post it on our Facebook page and let us know how you're doing, and be sure you go to fearlessgenerations.org and subscribe to our website so that you can be entered in our contest to win a personally signed Fearless Living book signed by Rhonda Britton. So thank you. I think we're just about have 5 seconds left, so good night, Kelly. It's great. I'm glad you had a wonderful time over at the coast. And I'll talk to you
soon.
And good night to our listeners.
Thank you.